Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
What a great respite from whatever else there is to talk about. Not much today going on, but thank heavens for Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, here to rescue us from the doldrums of not much to talk about. He always has something to say, and so he's going to help us understand your animal's sleep schedule in a moment here.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. So have you ever had butterflies in your stomach? We all have. And a listener recently sent me an email asking, what do I do about it? Here's the social science of it. We usually get butterflies in the stomach when we're anxious or when we're nervous about something, you know, like giving a speech, talking to the boss, and tummy butterflies, it's a local tension state caused by muscle spasms in the stomach. But get this, the best actors look forward to these nervous feelings because they signal a state of excitement essential to doing a good job. They use butterflies as a signal that they're ready to perform.
You ready?
Ooh, I am ready.
What's the cheap psychological trick? Butterflies are your friend, they're not your enemy. Knowing you're prepared and a couple of deep breaths usually cause those butterflies to fly away. Got a question? You can contact me at drbuff.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
All right, 55 past the hour. Here's Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. PetShow.com is a great place to find out more about the show and the products that he talks about, his Hugs and Kisses, which is a blend of minerals and vitamins specifically for your dog, or the other line is for your cat. Find out more about them at HugsandKisses.com. I understand you went to a bar mitzvah.
This is the third time in my life I've been invited to a bar mitzvah. I went to one. It was kind of interesting. I mean, it wasn't the most religious ceremony I've ever been to. But, you know, a lot of people make fun of it. But here's my belief. If it's your dog or your cat, whatever it may be, a meow mitzvah, who knows what they call it with a cat. If your dog enjoys it and you enjoy it and your friends are enjoying it, you know what? I'm okay with it. Have fun.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Same thing with doggy weddings and you know, sweet 16 parties for dogs. You know, if it makes you happy and it makes your dog happy, I say go for it.
All right. I was looking into the pet sleep schedules, power naps that dogs and cats take and others. Do you know that giraffes only have 20 minutes on average, 30 minutes of sleep a day, and they stand up and sleep with their head on their rump? Did you know that?
I didn't know that about giraffes.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of behavior questions about giraffes on The Pet Show, just so you know. You know?
How about otters? You get much otters?
Not a whole lot of depressed
not
otters.
Not sheep?
Either.
Do people have sheep for pets?
They do. There's a baby doll sheep. There's a lot of different varieties of sheep. But you hit the nail on the head. One of the things I've learned in all the years I've been working with animals is that I try to emulate what they do. For example, I'm not a deep sleeper. I sleep maybe 3 hours at a time, but it's not out of the question for me to come up the afternoon and take a 20-minute nap or a 30-minute nap and feel good. So you learn a lot from the animals. The second thing I learned is to not worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about yesterday. I'm here now.
Yeah, right, exactly. I've been saying that all day about the election, but you can approach almost anything that way. I was looking at the stories, the collective stories this year of how many dogs were rescued in the various natural disasters. We've had really a rough year of natural disasters.
Yeah.
And how many dogs either have been rescued or were involved in rescuing seniors or other people who were part of their family. You know how when dogs have their people, Brendan, my son, calls it their people. We had Charlotte had her people. Well, the dog has, all dogs have their people, and they'll do almost anything under tough situations to save the people that they love, right?
There's nothing. I've yet to meet a dog that wouldn't give up his life to save the people that live. They're just so intuitive in terms of our needs, what our wants are, what our feelings are. That's why I am so close with them. And it sounds a little crazy, and I don't believe I'm like some psychic or anything, but when I'm around animals, there's something that goes back and forth. And I think it's something that everybody has, but some people are intimidated to admit it. But there's just some feeling. You looked at Charlotte, and you knew exactly what you were thinking. And Charlotte could look at you and know exactly what you were thinking. So there's something that's going back and forth.
Yeah. I like there are a couple of laws from the world of canines that I thought we ought to pass along here, Warren. Property laws, if I like it, it's mine. If it's in my mouth, it's mine.
Here's the best one.
If you don't take a view, it's mine.
If you don't like something, just lift your leg on it and walk away. That's the one I like.
There's food for thought, ladies and gentlemen. From the sage, Warren Eckstein. Check out thepetshow.com. It's 10 minutes. Oh, wait a minute. It's not. It's 59 past the hour.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.